Right, let's start looking at entertainment options for the week ahead. A very, very busy weekend in Cape Town. Lots of events associated with the Freedom Day holiday as we mark 30 years of democracy. So let me just pick out a few of them. Seeing as John was talking sport, let's start with a sporty one. It'll be viewing only at this point because entries have closed. But if you can find a good spot with a view of Table Bay tomorrow, you can have some fun watching participants take part in the annual Freedom Paddle surf ski race. You can also head out to Canal Walk, check out the Long March to Freedom statue exhibition. If you've not yet seen it, that's free of charge to go and explore life-sized sculptures of some of our key leaders from Madiba and the Arch to famous anti-apartheid activists and historical figures to check out. Or take advantage of the fact that for Freedom Day tomorrow, Iziko Museums have lifted the entry fees on a number of local museums. Among them, the Iziko Slave Lodge, obviously a particularly traumatic piece of storytelling history there, but their exhibitions cover topics all the way from the days of slavery in the Cape through apartheid and resistance to the days of liberation. Particularly interesting, the Singing Freedom exhibition, which looks at the role of music in the struggle against apartheid. So those are on at the Iziko Slave Lodge, which is free to access tomorrow. Also free to get into tomorrow, the main Iziko South African Museum, the Boer Kaap Museum, the National Gallery and the Castle of Good Hope, just for the Freedom Day public holiday. And while you're at the castle, go and check out Kuier at the castle. It is time for the next edition of this new and incredibly popular craft and design market. It's really been receiving rave reviews from both shoppers and vendors. So go and pop in there for a range of artisanal products, crafts, foods, activities for the little ones, workshops, live music. That's Kuier at the castle tomorrow. Other markets you might want to check out, the Country Craft Market in Somerset West at Southey's Vines, or head to the Fishhook Civic Centre from 10 till 2 tomorrow. They're hosting a special Freedom Day market with crafts and baked goods, all kinds of yummy things to eat, food trucks, art, clothing, jewellery and things for the pets. A quick reminder that the Pick and Pay Wine and Food Festival is happening at the Claremont Cricket Club in Constantia tomorrow and Sunday from 12 till 6 on both days, and tickets are R275 from web tickets. Big event at the convention centre this weekend is Comic-Con. It starts tomorrow. It'll run until Wednesday next week. And we're also excited because we'll be broadcasting live from Comic-Con for Monday's edition of the show. So if you're into gaming and comics and pop culture and movies and TV shows and cosplay and all of the associated industries, check out Comic-Con at the International Convention Centre. They are going to be visiting celebrities, both local and international. There will be panels and workshops. You can learn how to build your own game. You can take part in e-sport gaming competitions, all kinds of merchandise to pick up from your favourite franchises as well. Tickets are R190 a head. You can book them on web tickets. On comiccon.howler.co.za. comiccon.howler.co.za. And then please tune in on Monday. We'll be introducing you to a couple of the interesting guests who are there and talking to them about their particular field of expertise. If you feel like heading out to McGregor, the inaugural Love Life Festival is happening this weekend. Curated by LGBTQ plus activist Christy van der Kolff, this event is all about fostering inclusivity and genuine connection through the mediums of music, art and film. There are some free events, some are ticketed. It's a wonderful lineup of movies. I want to mention the Jahan Masaval documentary is on the list I saw of films that are being screened. So do check out their website, which is lovelifefest.org, for more information, or go and book your tickets on Quicket. That one happening in the village of McGregor this weekend. Then, as we've already mentioned, next weekend is the big weekend for jazz aficionados. But if you need a little starter portion to whet your appetite, you will find it at the Alliance Française, because they have collaborated with Jazz in the Native Yards to host a night of live jazz this evening, featuring local artist Dr. Tete Mbambisa. There will be piano, saxophone, drums, trombone, trumpet and bass performances. The event is tonight, 6:30 to 9 p.m. and booking is on Quicket. The price is R150 for adults or R100 for students. That is Jazz at the Alliance Française, co-hosted with Jazz in the Native Yards.
Join the conversation.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Next up, we're going to take a look at what's happening in the world of theatre. And this week, we call on my colleague, Africa Milani, who I will remind you is chair of the judging panel for the Fleur de Cup Theatre Awards.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Othello at the Baxter Theatre has only 1 week left. They're on until the 4th of May. More than 10,000 people have enjoyed the show so far. Please buy your tickets at Web Tickets. It really is something special. It has been adapted by the incredibly awarded Lara Foote and stars a stellar cast, of course. Staying at the Baxter Theatre, our very own John Matham is pairing up again with the award-winning playwright and director Louis Falloon. His new gripping tale, The Sin Drinkers, officially opened yesterday. It explores broken people on an intoxicated journey in pursuit of redemption. As I said, it premiered yesterday, and of course, starring alongside John Matham is acclaimed actor Emma Kotze. I haven't seen it yet. I'm seeing it only next week, but I am so looking forward to it. I've heard wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things about it. You can buy your tickets at Web Tickets and performances at the Masamba Theatre until the 11th of May. On the other side of the mountain, it has been reviewed as a theatrical tour de force in every way. We're talking about Amadeus, showing at Theatre on the Bay. It's on until the 18th of May. You can get your tickets at Web Tickets. It stars, of course, the incomparable Alan Committee, alongside Aidan Scott, Lisa Trudeau, Mark Alderkin, who's just exceptional, directed by the unbelievable talent of Jeffrey Hyland. It really is such a wonderful take on what is a timeless classic, and I agree absolutely with Beverly Bromont, who reviewed it as a piece that ages with grace. Let me finish off by inviting you to participate at the St. Eustaphius, which opens today at the Artscape. It is a wonderful showcase of not only theatrical talent, but also dance and music. There'll be fantastic conversations. Do go to steusteafius.com for all the program details. It starts at the Artscape today and concludes on Wednesday, the 1st of May.
Thank you so much. That was Cape Talk's own Africa Milani. For a podcast recommendation, our digital producer Rafik Wahid has a reminder of one with appropriate connection to Freedom Day.
The District 6 Museum's Vuselela Ons Luister oral history team has been interviewing Cape Townians about their experience of forced removals by the apartheid government. The aim of the podcast series is to broaden people's understandings of life after the forced removals. You will hear stories that will make you laugh and stories that will make you cry, featuring tales of everyday people living in a once vibrant community. Episode 3 looks at the famous bioscopes of District 6, from the Avalon to the National Bioscope, which includes interviews with patrons of these well-loved spaces as they share anecdotes of the characters who kept these spaces alive in District 6.
There was a cultural hub in District 6 between the Avalon, the Star, the British and the National. That was a cultural hub. People loved going to bioscopes. Women used to dress up with all kinds of hairstyles and put on crazy pointed shoes, and then they would go to bioscope.
What kind of movies were you watching?
Because we get British movies, we get American movies, right? People sort of identified with that kind of culture. And the movies was also a form of education for District 6 people. So by destroying the cultural hub, you are actually destroying the people.
The District 6 Vuselela Ons Luister podcast series is available on the District 6 Museum's Instagram page. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thank you so much, Rafik Wahid.
Missed the conversation?
Missed the conversation?
Go to primemediaplus.com.
Let's take a turn at the movies. My producer, Maxine Peters, will walk us through what's new on circuit.
The big action movie released this weekend is The Fall Guy. It stars Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Gosling plays a stuntman who, after an almost career-ending accident, has to track down a missing movie star, solve a conspiracy, and then, of course, win back his filmmaker girlfriend, played by Blunt.
Tom Ryder. The biggest action star on the planet is missing. You need to bring him back, or Jodie's movie is dead.
Why me?
You're a stuntman. Nobody's gonna notice you. That's your job. No offense.
I mean, some taking.
You find Ryder, save Jodie's film, You get the love of your life back.
I'm not the hero, I'm just the doctor.
Not today, you're not.
The other big action release is the new Sholto Copley movie called Boy Kills World. This one's interesting. It's shot in Cape Town, so you're going to spend all your time saying, hey, there's Cavendish Square or whatever else. So that's a good one to go to. There's also one for the kids this weekend called 10 Lives. It's about a pampered cat who takes for granted the lucky hand he's been dealt after he's rescued. When he loses his ninth life, fate then steps in to give him a transformative journey.
But nine lives just isn't enough.
We have a program.
Nine new lives. That's different animals.
Don't waste them.
You ain't seen nothing like this.
I have a chance to be the best I can be. Like
come on, bruv.
Meow. Good horsey.
How's it feel doing something for someone else?
Pretty good. You ain't seen nothing like this.
That's it. Enjoy the movies.
Thank you so much, Maxine Peters. Don't run away, though, because we still need to talk about what is happening on the small screen. And we're going to start with some listener questions, plural, because both Sandy and Paul have written in recently, having heard mention of a recommendation to watch on BBC UK TV, saying, hey, I can't find that channel on my package. So we thought, if there are two, perhaps there are others. Just in case others are wondering too, a word of explanation. It is not available on all packages, and we've done a bit of research this past week to double check, Max.
Yeah, we reached out to DSTV to double check where it is currently included, and they confirmed that you should be able to access channel 134 if you're watching on the DSTV family or access Easy View or the basic compact package, but not if you are on the compact plus or premium.
So that explains the two listeners who contacted us, I think, because I think they were one was on compact plus and the other on premium. But otherwise, if you are on family access, Easy View or basic compact, you should be able to find those recommendations on channel 134. In fact, I don't think we have one this week, but let's take a look at what we are recommending, starting on the terrestrial channels.
I think we must start on Mnet with this coming Sunday's edition of Carte Blanche. Please make a date for their 30 Years of Democracy special. The team will be talking to people from all walks of life about their hopes, dreams and aspirations, and about how their lives have changed since the dawn of democracy, for better or worse. It's a special 90 minutes episode that will look at life through the eyes of a diverse cast, from a medical student to a rural chief, a street artist, a lawyer, a taxi boss and a chef. Tune in at 7 p.m. to be part of the story.
Okay, 7 p.m. on Sunday for that special edition of Carte Blanche. Quite sad we won't be able to chat to them about it on Monday because we'll be at Comic Con, but please make a point of watching the live edition on Sunday evening. Because it is a little longer than usual, Max, the Sunday night movie starts a little late.
Yeah, you'll have to tune in for the movie at 8:30, and this week it's Mafia Mama. It's a comedy action film starring the fabulous Toni Collette and Monica, an American mom, and inherits her grandfather's mafia empire in Italy and defies everyone's expectations as she takes over as the head of the family business.
I love Toni Collette, so really looking forward to seeing this one. Mafia Mama, 8:30 on Sunday evening. There's also a new series to flag starting on Mnet on Monday.
Yeah, it's season two of Dr. Death, the true crime anthology drama that follows the story of a doctor and medical researcher who was convicted of experimenting on his patients. It stars Joshua Jackson, Alec Baldwin, Mandy Moore and Christian Slater, and this one starts at 9 p.m.
That's on Mnet on Monday. There is quite something significant to look forward to for those who are relying on free-to-air channels this week.
From Wednesday next week, the 1st of May, SABC 3 is going to offer a nightly slate of BBC primetime shows in a content block that will be broadcast Mondays to Fridays from 9 to 11 p.m. You can expect a mix of dramas, factual entertainment and documentaries, everything from Luther and Death in Paradise to Top Gear and Louis Theroux's Forbidden America. Check out the new schedule on the S3 website, which is sabc3.co.za.
So that's a nice, I mean, maybe a little, I guess, behind what's airing live on BritBox and, DSTV and the like, but it will get you access to some of those shows on SABC3 starting on Wednesday, the 1st of May. There's not actually a huge amount of exciting stuff being advertised for the streaming services this coming week, but a few highlights that we could find. Should we start on Disney Plus?
Reality fans can check out the new third season of Life Below Zero, First Alaskans. It starts on Wednesday and there will be 20 episodes to enjoy. This gripping series takes you into the Arctic Circle to explore the incredible resilience of native Alaskans in the face of harsh winters and the threat of climate change.
It's been very highly rated, so look out for Life Below Zero, First Alaskans on Disney Plus. And we're going to stay in sort of documentary style stuff with Netflix. An interesting sounding health documentary dropping today.
This one's called Hack Your Health, The Secrets of Your Gut. Delve into the digestive system of this lighthearted and informative documentary. It demystifies the role that the gut health plays in our overall well-being. And also, just a note, if you enjoy film noir, the miniseries Ripley is not to be missed.
So I'm almost finished. No spoilers, please. I've still got an episode and a half to go. But
he kills everyone.
Thanks. Thank you so much. Okay, we knew that already. I know we flagged this a couple of weeks ago, but just to say, if you like stylized, slow burn, character building, storytelling, the black and white cinematography of the series is just astonishingly good. Andrew Scott is so good in the lead role. It really is not to be missed. So do look out for Ripley on Netflix. What's worth checking out on Showmax?
There's two series to consider this week. Fellow Travellers starts today with a new episode dropping each Friday. It's described as an epic love story and political thriller that chronicles the volatile romance of two very different men who met in the McCarthy era in Washington. The story follows its central characters over the course of four decades, from the height of the Vietnam War protests to the AIDS crisis in the 1980s. So look out for Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton as one of the leads.
I really like the sound of that. Fellow Travellers on Showmax. You can also try a new show called Black Ops, which starts on Monday.
Yeah, it follows two inept local cops who try to infiltrate the criminal underworld in a bid to clean up their community.
Okay, so those are both series on Showmax. Right, the next one is definitely not going to be to everybody's taste, but for those who want some local comedy, there is a special dropping on Showmax today.
Yeah, not for everybody, but you can catch The Road of Mini Dlamini.
Roast.
Today.
Sorry,
oh, sorry, The
spelling.
Roast. Yeah, I'm roast. So sorry. I was going to say mini on a road. So it's The Roast of Mini Dlamini from today, recently recorded at the Showmax Laugh Africa Comedy Festival. It's a variety of celebs, including our own colleagues, Robert Marawa and Shahan Ramkasoon, who were part of the panel, as well as Sivan Gezi, Jason Goliath and Tumi Morake.
I think you either love The Roasts or you don't. But if you do, that's one to look for when it's on Showmax. Should we finish on Apple TV Plus? They've got a new season of their original comedy series, Acapulco.
Yeah, this one premieres on the 1st of May. It's season 3 of the show and it has a dual timeline. In the present day, an older Maximo finds himself returning to a Las Colinas that he no longer recognizes, while back in 1985, his younger self climbs the ladder of success, but at the potential cost of relationships he's worked hard to build.
That one is Acapulco season 3, starting on Apple TV Plus on Wednesday, the 1st of May. Thank you so much to my producer, Maxine Peters.